For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All people at home!
What's up with that?
You ready?
The drugs from my generation. And it's a sin. The gods, the freaks, the fraud, the messer with me. Come on.
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it out.
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the deeper dumps.
Move to the music, play the music. Move it to the music, yeah.
Acknowledge me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am the artist formerly known as Pizza Funny, and I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's DPP.
As Eddie Murphy said in Coming to America, what was it, Coming to America, Trading Places? Happy New Year!
Oh, I thought it was, yes, yes, fuck you too! And joining,
comes later.
And also joining us is the trivia trickster himself. It's the phenomenal, funky, fresh AJ Balazs.
What's happening? Well, I mean, how's everyone else since Tanya and I kind of got the down with the sickness?
Yeah, you comparing your sickness to what I'm going through right now kind of bothers me. But also joining us is the lawyer himself, the best friend of the program, Mr. Dave Ungar.
Thank you, gentlemen. How's it going?
Horrible.
Horrible? Why is it so horrible?
I got the COVID.
Oh,
got the Rice-a-Rona.
Jeez, it's about time. Welcome to the party, man.
It's been horrible, too. Like, this is day four, and I'm a little bit better today. I can talk, but the sore throat's been horrible. I've been barely able to move. So, yeah, it's been pretty rough, to be honest with you.
Is this your first time? You popped your cherry?
No, I had it. Before they shut everything down in early 2020.
Oh, okay.
Same.
So much for natural immunity, I guess, huh?
I don't know, man. Who knows?
Hey, just because Aaron Rodgers had it doesn't mean everyone in Wisconsin had it.
I'm alive. I'm here tonight. I got to tell you, if we didn't have such a big week in wrestling, I would not be here at all.
Nothing happened. Nothing happened at all
Jesus.
This week.
Listen to this guy over here.
So modest.
Give me a break. We've had a whole ton of stuff happen. In fact, we're going to need the Big Show sheet this week.
Well, we're waiting.
Well, it's the Big Show.
My throat's a little scratchy, but I'll do it just for you with the sheet.
Well, Dave, I thought it was going to be a solo sheet today.
Yeah, did you? Yeah. Well, Dave, did you know that The Rock returned to Raw on Monday? It's just in
who?
Case. Yeah, exactly. Dwayne.
Who? Some jobber. Some dude out there.
Some jabroni.
A mid-carder.
That was gender.
Yeah. I thought we were going to talk about Nick Nemeth. I mean, that's the big story of the week, right?
Well, also yes, on the big show.
I am aware that Dwayne showed up.
Okay, good. Because you said, well, you were wondering what there was to talk about. I got more stuff, though. Hold on, I got more. Samoa Joe is your new AEW champion.
I thought you said big news.
Wrestle Kingdom 18 just happened as we record. I believe we're going to have some trivia here today, which could be a good time.
Yeah.
Look at that. Battling through with trivia. What a guy. And a last call. I got us a last call here. We're gonna just quickly run down the already scheduled first half of the WWE 2024 PLE schedule. So I think that should be a good time there. And we're going to ask the question that everybody else is asking. When is SummerSlam? And where is it? It's not even scheduled yet. So we'll get into that.
Bash in Berlin happening like in its normal slot or something like
August
that?
August 31st, yeah. So it's wasn't SummerSlam an earlier August event this year?
I was about to say SummerSlam August, late July.
So
which that makes more sense, but
all right, folks, stick around. We're gonna take a commercial. It's DPP. Dave Ungar, and myself and AJ, right here, we are down with the sickness on DWI number 410, right here on the Chairshot Radio Network.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
DP, you got any can you smell what soundbite I'm searching for here?
I can tell you what I think about that.
It doesn't matter what you think. Know your role and shut your mouth.
That'll work. That's good enough. The Rock returns to Raw, and not only does he return and put Jinder Mahal in his place. And once again, I'm kind of over the whole let's get one side of the crowd to chant and the other. That's kind of lazy, especially if you're The Rock, to me. It was fun the first time. This time it was kind of okay. But I got what I wanted. He asked everybody, he's going out for dinner. Do you think he should sit in a booth? Do you think he should sit at the counter? Do you think he should stand up, walk around, and greet people and eat his pasta? Well, it's better for digestion, I heard, if you eat while you stand up. Or do you think he should just go right ahead and sit at the head of the table? AJ, what do you think?
I think Hulk Hogan's the one that did the standing eating pasta for Pasta Mania and WCW, first off. But
Is that a real thing?
You've never seen the Pasta Mania? That was like 1994, 95, somewhere around there, right before the NWO.
I don't know about that, dude.
There was actual shirts of Pasta Mania that was the Hulk shirts.
Yeah, boy, brother. Dude. Yeah, brother.
Yeah, but, dude.
But yeah, dude. Pasta's the best, brother.
I'm not doing the voice myself.
Bro, let me tell you something, brother.
Pasta, brother.
What you gonna do when the...
What you gonna do when SpaghettiOs runs wild on you?
What you gonna do when the marinara's coursing through the veins of the 24-inch pythons, brother?
Oh, God. What did I do? But, I mean, you called it, honey. You've been saying it for a while. Do it at 40. It seems like they're doing it at 40 and not like people on the dirt sheet saying it's going to be the Elimination Chamber.
Stop. I wasn't even like, there's other shows on this network and all across the world that can make fun of the idiots that think that Rock and Roman is happening anywhere but WrestleMania. This show, unfortunately, is now included because you brought it up and I jumped in on it, but we don't really need to go any further than that, right? Do we?
Exactly. It's Mania 40 that's going to be the main event of day two, the main event. Not the co-main event.
Dave's got this look on his face. Go ahead, Dave.
I wouldn't be so sold on it being Rock Roman at 40, just that match. I think there's a definite chance you could see Rock and Roman 1 at Elimination Chamber. Because you got to understand, Perth was pushing Triple H hard to get The Rock back. That's pretty well established. Then the next, you know, here he is leading into Elimination Chamber. I could see a scenario, certainly, where Rock Roman happens at Elimination Chamber. It'll be some schmoz bullshit finish. Cody will win the chamber match. He'll say, add me to this bitch and we could have a triple threat. I mean, it'd be the same, like 20.
Is
it
an
like
Elimination
30.
Chamber usually for a title, though? Or is that, it's been used for the number one contender, but it's used for the other side, right? So I don't know.
The other side usually does it like the United States title last year.
Well, I mean, if Punk wins the Rumble and he challenges Seth and that's a main event for night one, then I think this is in play. Now, I agree with you. Happens at 40,
I think,
but I don't know if it's just Rock Roman at 40.
I think they go back to having the title defended inside of Elimination Chamber, because I think what happens is we get to a place where it's Rock and Roman. Punk comes out and says, I'm challenging the champion on Raw, whoever that ends up being, because you have to defend the title at Elimination Chamber. I think that's the way this story plays out, because you'd be stupid to waste Cody in this at all. Cody can easily have a storyline with Randy Orton who cost him the Royal Rumble, right? That's right there in front of you. You still have Cody and Roman down the road, right? You still have Cody capturing his story, regardless of who it is. I think it's just way too simple right now. It's too easy. And the fact that there's no way, like, Perth doesn't mean anything about The Rock coming back. The Rock's not going to Australia. Roman's not going to Australia. Seth Rollins is going to Australia to defend his title in the Elimination Chamber. That's what I think is happening, personally. I could definitely be wrong,
maybe.
But that's what the tarot cards look at when I read, when I turn them, when I throw them bones and die out and with the feathers and everything, I read that stupid little map like that. That's how I read it, because I think you have all that other stuff moving forward. And in fact, I think Punk gets exactly what he wants. He main events WrestleMania, night one, and he wins the title, but he also gets cashed in the same fucking night. That's my early prediction right now.
I would agree with that part. Yeah, I don't know, man. The Roman side of the equation.
Look at it this way, Dave.
I could see lots of arguments for
Roman's not back because of. I mean, Rock's not back because of Perth. Rock's back because the XFL and the USFL have made the UFL or whatever the fuck they called it. I don't even know. And that starts March 30th. And the tour for WrestleMania is all those cities, basically, that league is in, eight of them.
Well, he certainly looks in shape this time. I mean, he can't hide behind the whole, well, I don't have time to get in shape bullshit like last year.
Oh, he looks
good.
He's
ready
90,
right now.
He's got 90 days to get his wind underneath him. DP, talk to me, Goose.
Fucking love it. I don't see. Well, I could see if they really wanted Rock in Perth, he could wrestle. He could, you know, he could wrestle somebody else. You know, Solo Sikoa or something. You know,
Jinder.
It doesn't
such
matter.
Jinder Mahal.
Having Rock do anything.
Why does he wrestle Dominic? Everybody that comes back is a wrestling
up.
Dom.
Bring the fucking buzzer for your dumb ass. The Rock is not getting in the ring until it's with Roman and it's for the title and it's the second night of WrestleMania in Philadelphia.
And it you know, we've been talking about Punk winning the Rumble and going on to face Seth Rollins because, yeah, we thought, you know, if Roman's going to hang on to this title and pass Hulk Hogan's record or whatever, then this is a great opportunity to do it. You know, have him take down The Rock at WrestleMania and he can continue on all the way through, you know, when that hits, whatever that is after SummerSlam or whatever. You know, I think it's a great scenario. I think it's awesome that they can actually make this happen, because we figured at this point we were figuring that's never going to happen. Right. So
once that actor strike ended, I was like, nope, that's it. And
yep.
So there must be lots of zeros involved, I would have to imagine.
Probably, most likely.
At least one or two.
Let me tell you, this is what you guys sound like when you don't think it's The Rock and Roman, right, two of WrestleMania. It sounds like The Rock vs. Roman Reigns headlines Elimination Chamber. The Rock loses because of the help of Solo and Jimmy. At WrestleMania, a tag team match between The Rock and Jey Uso versus Jimmy and Solo gets set up. Cody versus Roman still happens match. Night two. No, it doesn't! No! Stop! Everybody stop! It doesn't matter! If you disagree with me saying Roman versus Rock, night two, for the title, anything else you say sounds like that to me.
No, I did not say a tag team match that The Rock.
He's got COVID in the ears.
In Philly.
What are we, Teddy Long over here?
The Rock.
Tag team.
Dave, if you keep going the way you're going, you're going to find yourself in a match tonight with The Undertaker.
Oh, there you go.
Hala,
Dala, Dala. You know it's the Mac Militant. It's the one time that I agree with Tony where they're not, to me, they're not going to have The Rock at Perth because when will it air Eastern? It's going to air at 4:30 in the morning if they do it normal time. There's no way people are going to be like, we're going to watch this, so The Rock's going to be there.
Yeah, but
you're going to be like, God damn it, we already did this for Wrestle Kingdom.
Regardless, though, you're going to get like 10 million. You're going to get 5 to 10 million social media views if he is in Perth, though.
I don't know if that's a deterrent. I mean, they don't give a shit about that when they're in Saudi. So, I mean, they're like...
Well, Saudi, they usually start at, like, noon.
The Rock never went to Saudi, either.
No.
There you go. He's got to get that oil money.
He doesn't need it. Although he's working for A24 now.
Maybe he does need it.
Is there any scenario where The Rock wins at WrestleMania?
No.
No.
I don't.
Why do you think so?
But
like, obviously, like using Tribal Chief and Head of the Table, that's all was been used to set up this match. You know what I mean? Like, just it's Rock's a stepping stone to solidify Roman. That's what he is, and he's giving back.
Roman's already fucking solidified.
I know,
more solidifying does he need?
But if he beats The Rock at WrestleMania, now he is truly the greatest Samoan wrestler of all time.
I don't know. He's never faced Keish. I'm fucking
Yokozuna's dead, so, you know.
Wow, I didn't go that far.
I mean,
unless, you know, it depends on how long Roman's sticking around, too. Is there any chance Roman's like, I'm hanging it up soon?
Well, you know, honestly, though, if there's no SummerSlam, all he has to do is win at WrestleMania and he's going to fucking break the record because he won't have to wrestle any other time.
There is no way there's not going to be a SummerSlam.
If they're going to
we're skipping SummerSlam this year so Roman can break the record without wrestling after WrestleMania.
Wow.
Because it wasn't the last time The Rock was back, but when, you know, the last time CM Punk had an opportunity to, main event to WrestleMania, he lost to The Rock at the Royal Rumble to lose the title. Like, they could totally, if The Rock was going to win it and stick around and do a part-time thing again, you know, he could do just as much part-time as with the title.
It
could be Rock and Punk at SummerSlam.
This is a one-night-only promotional thing with his football league that just happened to work out right after the strike. This is why this is happening now. This is why we had written it off the last 2 years, because it just wasn't. Rock got hurt that last time he was in the ring, and didn't he tear a whole bunch of shit? And like
when he fought Cena,
Cena
the second time. Yeah, I mean he did.
He tore his pectoral.
Technically, he does have the fastest match in WrestleMania history that happened at 32. When he beat Eric Rowan in 6 seconds or whatever. So, but yeah, against Cena, he tore all sorts of stuff. That's why none of the Hollywood studios want to let him do it. They're not going to insure that shit. And they're like, dude, it's going to fuck up our shooting schedule and all that. But now, you know, you kind of look at Dwayne in this context, it being on the downturn. And, you know, he's probably like, well, this will help restore some of my popularity. So, I mean, you know, getting back to Dan's question, you know, could The Rock win the title? He can certainly keep Roman's schedule right now and be the champion. There's no doubt about that. Roman shows up what? Like, I mean, he's like on Brock Lesnar or Goldberg sort of levels right now as far as his attendance.
He shows up a little more than them, I guess, because he does show up for some SmackDowns and stuff.
True.
But
you're
it's
right.
Not much. But just throwing that option out there, some scenarios, there's some matches he could have if he was planning to stick around for one or two more or something.
I mean,
they could
let's say let's say
I don't see him doing it, obviously, but I'm throwing that, just throwing that this. Bone out there.
If there, like, let's go, let's take Tunney's example. Let's say it's Cody versus Orton at 40, right? Let's say The Rock does beat Roman for some reason. I don't know what, you know, let's say if Cody beats The Rock at SummerSlam, he still finishes the damn story. Right?
He doesn't have to do it against Roman.
He doesn't have to do it against Roman.
To win the title.
Right.
I also think that people are getting sick and tired of the Undisputed Universal title not showing up anymore, so they're going to probably put it on someone who will be there more often. That's just my opinion. Because I know that's probably a sour point.
I don't think any of that is the legacy of the Universal title, though.
It's the part-timer title, but still.
That's just all has to do with what the current situation is, right? That doesn't mean anything. I think the biggest thing necessary is when Roman loses the title is that it really pays it forward to somebody else, and that doesn't do a hell whole lot of good if Rock beats him, that's for sure.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't do any good if Rock beats him, honestly.
And I'm not saying he would. I think it's Rhodes or somebody new. It's Dominic Mysterio with the Money in the Bank.
In the arena.
My God.
I mean, they would Dominic would never make it out of the arena if he cashes in and ends Roman.
Now you see why this works. Think of it. He can't even talk right now. No, I mean, I would love to see that, you know, but like a guy like Gunther or I don't know. I just don't see it being anybody of that status.
I
say Cody. Cody's the highest status person that could do it.
Right.
Otherwise, it's somebody new. Yep, for sure.
It's MJF comes over and he's the one who does it.
Oh, Red Rover. AEW conversation come over. Yeah, we could switch over to that right now. Speaking of championship Joes, AEW's got their own now in Samoa Joe, who took care of business against MJF, who's out now and apparently taken off the roster. Got all the AEW fans up in arms. Dave, did you watch World's End?
No, I'm going to, though. I just haven't got a chance to watch it. I know what went down. I know, you know, MJF's been... The man had a hell of a 2023. let's be honest about that. He had a tremendous year, wrestled with injuries, wrestled everybody, and it finally kind of caught up to him. So... Yeah, Joe winning the title, I think that was a little bit unexpected. But I will say this, the media scrum after World's End with Joe as the champion was so much calmer and controlled and kind of subdued as opposed to all the bullshit with Punk. And God, you know, I love MJF, but, you know, his post-media conferences are kind of inflammatory. Let's just call it that. And Joe was just very, you know, calm, collected, Samoa Joe-ish, very matter of fact, you know, and people asking him questions like, you know, I thought your career was winding down. And he's like, I never said that. I just needed, you know, time to recover from concussions. They let me do it. We talk about his time in WWE where he was a commentator. Joe's the quintessential professional. And I'm thrilled that he is the man in AEW right now because they need somebody like Joe right now. With MJF out, they need somebody like Joe. He's as good a call as any.
And then the Devils, Adam Cole.
Oh, well, I mean, who else was it going to be, really?
I don't know.
I mean.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt, AJ.
AJ doesn't care.
Whoop-de-doo, Basil.
But it's a good payoff to a great story. You know, that, I mean, they're. Their journey has been very, I mean, has been excellent. I'll be honest, you know, as far as the highs and lows of that whole thing. So in the end, telegraphed to be sure, but it kind of had to go that way.
Is there anything at all to read into the all pulled from the online or, you know, internal roster kind of thing of MJF? Or is this kind of just like something to get people's attention and he's really signed already? And
Everybody thinks he's re-signed with AEW. I think it's a safe bet.
Sasha Banks is signed with them too.
Well, that's a different story if you want to get into that. That I don't buy. But MJF,
go ahead.
MJF re-signing is highly likely. I agree with Greg and Aesop. I know in the chat they were saying it's all storyline. I tend to agree with that. I'm not sure why you would have to remove him from the roster. Then they're just kind of playing up this whole, oh, the bidding war of 2024. But, you know, the last time they removed somebody from the roster was Jade Cargill, and look what happened there. So.
Fair enough.
But I know what you're going to say about Mercedes Moné, Sasha Banks, and you're going to say she's showing up in the Rumble, and I absolutely agree with you. And I think that there's some signs lately that strongly suggest that might be the direction they're going.
Naomi,
this 5-year,
well.
$25 million deal,
no,
bullshit.
Naomi's still TNA.
Yeah, but she's expected to drop it, and everybody thinks she's coming back now. She at the Rumble, probably, because I think I don't know when TNA's next event is, but
since we're on the subject. Do you guys see Jade showing up at the Rumble? Yes or no? Let's go around the horn.
Yes. I'll start it off. Yes.
Yeah. AJ?
Yes.
Dan?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
there's been some video of her at the Performance Center lately, and she looks very much.
I mean, what better time with Charlotte now being out till at least?
She looks improved. She looks much improved. I mean, like that. Like, it is really
the Rumble.
But did you see who else was at the dungeon when she was outside the ring? Who's working at the Ricky Starks has been working at the dungeon with like some of the WWE guys. So yeah, I think that's a foregone conclusion. As soon as he can drop the title, him and Big Bill can drop those titles, he's coming over. I don't know where he fits in WWE
NXT.
Other than on NXT. Yeah. Start. But yeah, I thought that this is a fun video.
Yeah,
and to answer the TNA question, it's next week. Next Saturday is.
So there you go. If she drops that belt, I think it's a done deal. And if she's coming back, then you got to think that Mercedes or Sasha is looking at this thinking, fuck, you know, we left together. We need to come back.
I think it's already all been figured out.
I
don't think anything's been signed, but I think enough people know that, you know.
Like I said, when you posted that thing on Twitter, Triple H deliberately likes to fuck with the sheets. I absolutely adamantly believe he likes to fuck with Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful especially and leak out the shit that he wants to leak out and just have these guys go fluttering off in a direction. And he just sits there and laughs his ass off at these fucking gullible dumbasses. And the IWC jumps on with all this shit. Oh, and Meltzer, 5 years, 25 million, you know, Mercedes is going to show up. And the next thing you know, her music's gone. Her WWE profile's updated. Mercedes Moné is kind of like stricken from the record all of a sudden in the last 24 hours. I'm like, I wonder why. It's like, fuck, come on.
Can't wait. I can't wait for them to come back and win the tag team titles.
Yes.
Oh, man.
That would be great. That'd
be so good.
Dude, and I mean,
lose them the next night.
Yeah. If she shows up at the Rumble,
again.
I mean,
walk out
on TV.
Think about the Rumble, how it might shape up. I mean, you're. The idea of who's going to win the women's run. This is going to be, if she shows up, and even if she doesn't, this has got the potential to be by far and away the best women's Rumble.
You could have Sasha, Naomi, Jade Cargill. You could have AJ Lee.
Yeah, and there's rumors of her coming back.
That's huge. That would be gigantic, especially Charlotte being out.
With Charlotte being out, I mean, I think Becky's got to be the odds-on favorite to win the Rumble, but that's not a foregone conclusion.
Are those the last two, Nia and Becky?
Or what if it's Bianca and Sasha at the very end of this whole thing, and you run that whole thing back? Because I mean that, or
no, you can run that one too.
Yeah, or Jade Bianca at the end. There's a lot of things that they can do at the end of this thing. That makes the women's Rumble this
somewhere
year really fascinating.
In the middle of the match, Jade body slams Nia.
Oh yeah,
I could see that.
Absolutely, and she's got the strength to do it without much assistance needed from Nia. So,
and that's the safest place for her too, and for her to make some kind of debut is
absolutely
in the Rumble.
Yeah.
I mean, don't have to worry too much
about
that.
Don't have to that. Do much. Don't
Man,
have to
Sasha
do
comes
much.
Back too. I put Sasha, if we have any type of rumor that she's coming back and she's in there, honestly, I think they could say, you know, hey, Sasha, you come back to WWE, you're going to win the Rumble immediately, and you're going to beat Rhea Ripley for the title or something to give her that boost or whatever, or give her that main event at Mania.
$25 million, but your merch sales will exceed
besides
that.
Besides the money. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Dan's saying that she's going to win the title.
I don't like Sasha beating Rhea for the title.
I don't see. I don't see Rhea losing the title anytime soon.
What's that?
Who else is going to face Rhea at
Becky? Maybe Bianca.
In that case,
I don't see Rhea losing it at that point either.
I don't see her losing.
Again, you can make the case for Jade Cargill and make a star for her for out of Jade, but
I think a face turn.
I don't know how they feel about that.
A turned face Bailey could be a really good opponent for Rhea.
That I like. I know she.
Dio, though. Bailey's also odds on favorite too, right?
Well, Bailey also put on Twitter where it was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to win the Rumble. The Kabuki Warriors are going to go out. They're going to win the tag titles, and I'm going to win the World Heavyweight Women's Championship, and then we all have the gold, and we all have a good time and celebrate. Like, okay.
Perfect. Right,
maybe. It works for me. I tell you, give me this faction, and I'm not saying this because they're all black, but just think about it.
Oh, boy.
Sasha, Naomi, Jay Cargill.
The views of Dave Ungar are not necessarily the views of the rest of us here on EWI.
But remember when
Chair Shot Radio Network.
Who was it when Bad came out, when the Women's Revolution first started? Who was that? That was Naomi, Sasha, and somebody else. I forget.
Tamina?
Was it Tamina? No. Who was the third one?
Team Bad? I'm pretty sure it was Tamina.
Probably.
Maybe you're right. Yeah. Look it up, AJ.
The interwebs.
You got that. The internet had a computer show. While you're looking that up,
Naomi, Tamina, and Sasha.
It's Tamina. Yeah.
There you go.
Naomi, Tamina, and Sasha.
All right. We figured it out.
I'm glad somebody knows what the hell they're doing.
Wrestle Kingdom, gentlemen, just happened early this morning. Well, normal time in Japan, but where I am, it was very early in the morning when it was happening. Some news and notes that I noticed. We got a new IWGP champion. That belt is hideous, by the way. They should have stuck with the other one. But Naito defeats Sonata. One of the cooler things that I saw was David Finlay defeated Ospreay and Moxley. And Moxley and Ospreay both had some pretty cool entrances. Ospreay's entrance was Assassin's Creed tribute. And Moxley came out with the Red Hood tribute with the sign on his back of his jacket and like a half red mask. And that was for the brand new global championship, in which afterwards, David Finlay, defeating both men, confronts Nick Nemeth front row outside of the ring. And then backstage, Nemeth goes after him in the press conference, much like that one person went after that judge down in Florida, jumping over the...
It was Las Vegas, but
Florida man. Usually it's a Florida man.
We were talking about that in court today, and the judge in my court's an ex-cop. He says, "Yeah, that wouldn't go down so well with me."
But just some cool news and notes there. I do believe on this podcast when all the releases were made, I said it'd be really cool if Ziggler and a group of guys went over and did something in New Japan, and sure enough, here it is. So. What do you guys think? How do you guys feel about that?
I'll never see him there, so you know that's good on them. I think that's cool. I definitely think that's cool. You know, to have more American influence on that side, I'd love to see more. You know, if they have some kind of work on this side as well, but I'm never gonna watch it. So I guess, but it is pretty neat to see. You know. Some of these guys, some of these big stars,
AEW
doing something
works
over there.
Yeah, AEW works with them, the Forbidden Door, you know, New Japan Strong's over here and stuff like that. But to your point, you're not getting a weekly televised product from New Japan here, or at least you're not going out of
cool
your way
to see.
You're not going out of your way to find it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I was going to say they don't even really do weekly stuff; they do monthly. But well, I mean, I like the fact that Naito got over the entire G1 curse and he still got his main event, because that was a joke before where he won his first G1 climax and they voted Tanahashi and Nakamura for the Intercontinental to be the main event That's why he hated that Intercontinental for so goddamn long.
Isn't that kind of like Death in the Family, where the fans voted for Jason Todd to be killed? That sort of analogous situation?
Kind of. But Dan, I love the fact
Dan
that...
Dan knows. He's laughing. He knows.
Poor Jason Todd. Geez. Never got any respect, man. I tell
if
you.
He wasn't such he a got prick, respect, he'll be alive, DP.
Right? He wasn't cocky asshole.
He got respect from Mox. Oh, wait. Mox died in this match. He didn't really, but...
This isn't Lucha Underground, AJ. Come on now. No one dies.
Sorry.
Where's Prince Puma?
He's banging Samantha Irwin. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that out loud?
And then they also had Okada versus.
Oh, yes.
Brian
Okada
Danielson.
And Daniel. Yeah, Daniel Bryan. Yeah.
Did Okada get even? Did he get his win back?
He got his win back. Yeah. Everybody's hoping there's a rubber match, but who knows?
Did he make him tap at least?
No, I think he pinned
Probably
him.
Probably not.
No, it was pinfall. He hit the Rainmaker. And then that's really all that I can say. That
then I saw Okada with a shirt on. Okada had a t-shirt on, and it had a fish on it, like a bass. And he says, and on the top it says, "Of course I come quickly. There's fish to catch."
I was hoping you were going to say he was wearing like a Triple H shirt or something like that.
Oh,
that would have been
fun. Yeah, it sounds like he's staying in New Japan. Yeah.
But I need this shirt now.
I saw it on Twitter somewhere. It's not exactly.
He's wearing a Randy Orton shirt that says "He's my daddy." Now that'd be epic.
Oh boy. All right, guys. I think that pretty much covers all the crazy things that happened this week. I don't know that we necessarily need to get into anything else WWE too in depth. We got plenty of time coming up here for the Royal Rumble. I know Roman's supposed to be on SmackDown this week, I believe, for New Year's Day, New Year's Revolution, or is that not true? I don't know. Check your local listings. but we do have some good. We do have the triple threat match, though. We can talk about that. We do have the triple threat match this Friday to determine the number one contender for Roman at the Royal Rumble. Dan, you've been saying it's been Orton all along. You got Orton winning this match, or maybe do we end up finding some kind of bloodline beatdown and we have a fatal four-way? That would be pretty cool.
Bloodline beatdown. No, I think the fact that The Rock is back and has professed his love for a match at WrestleMania just cements this more that Randy Orton's going to wrestle Roman Reigns at the Royal Rumble.
Okay. Dave?
I would love it to be AJ because I think all of us have been clamoring for AJ versus Roman for at least 5 years now.
It feels,
but I agree with Dan.
I don't know. It feels like it could be AJ now, though, because if you're going to have Cody not in that picture with Roman, you could start the Cody Orton thing by having them dick around in the Rumble. How do you get to, you know, Orton and could Cody cost Orton? Cody turn here? How do you get to Cody and Orton, and if they're not in the Rumble together?
You could do it at Elimination Chamber. You could have them both in the chamber. I guess they're both on different brands, but I don't know how they're going to do that. But if Cody's in the chamber or something, Orton costs him that or something, they could get there. Right. I would think at that point, Cody's turning heel. I don't know. Randy Orton's an awesome heel, but he just came back. I don't know if you're going to turn him right away.
You're not going to pick LA Knight, are you, AJ?
No.
Nana.
Let me talk to you.
Nana. LA Knight. Nah. I think it's either going to be Randy or AJ in this one. I'm leaning more towards the Randy side of things because The Rock kind of threw a wrench into everything that I wanted.
This is why you can't have nice things, AJ.
Yeah.
Never can have nice things.
Take the boy out of Utah, but you can't take the Utah out of the boy. All right.
That sounds so wrong.
Nothing. The two Utes?
Yes, Your Honor. Utes.
The Ute.
All right, folks, you're listening to DWI number 410 right here on ChairShot Radio Network, part of thechairshot.com. Don't forget about prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. When we come back, we got some trivia. Dave is with us, our best friend. We'll be right back after this.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Not today, my friend. Not today.
Yeah, because we ain't feeling too well, so we're not going to crack anything open. But it's still trivia regardless. And
can you hear the cap come off my water bottle? Hold on.
Let's see. You guys are pussies. Come on. Get with the program. Honestly, Dave, the spirit of this thing. I don't think I've ever seen you drink water, Tony. Unless it was in beer.
Honestly, I thought about, like, I was like, you know what? I could crack one beer just for this. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. Because I feel like I'm on the verge of possibly waking up tomorrow morning and just feeling normal. And in that case, then I can have as many tomorrow as I want. But for now, we're going to sacrifice the rest of tonight.
Yeah, nothing's going on tomorrow that you might want to drink for, right?
I have a feeling, though, it might not be till next week. But we'll see. I guess you'll find out when I jump on the call tomorrow.
But yes, trivia, we all love it. We're on the road to WrestleMania, which means we are on the Royal Rumble, which is what all the trivia is going to be until it happens.
Please make sure you ask questions about the Rumble up to 1991, because I think Tony and I got that wrong last week.
You did.
Oh, damn it, Tony.
Son of a biscuit.
All right, so Big Dave. Once you're done pounding that monster away, door number 1, 2, or 3.
Pounding what?
Be very careful about what you're saying there. Yeah. Phrasing.
Pounding that monster. Give me 2.
Dropping a deuce.
Phrasing.
Drop the kids at the pool. Let's go, AJ.
Taking the Cleveland Browns to the Super Bowl.
Hey.
Joe Flacco's taking a shit? What?
Hey, you ain't taking a shit on those Browns. They're playoff bound. Which is weird to say. Joe Flacco's taking the Browns into the playoffs. Holy shit.
You tried to say Super Bowl there.
I tried to say Super Bowl, and I mean, hell, even that could happen.
So if the Browns and the Lions play in the Super Bowl, does the world immediately end when they kick off the ball? Or I'm just wondering.
Bane's gonna show up like in The Dark Knight Rises.
Lowest rated Super Bowl ever.
Shit. The whole ground will just open up as the opening kickoffs return. Sorry, AJ, go ahead.
No, you're fine. What wrestler did the shooting star elimination at the Royal Rumble? Because we've all seen that demographic. Mike Knox comes in, clotheslines the guy. He's on the apron, he does a shooting star press, and gets eliminated. Does anyone remember who that wrestler is?
Would love a Mountain Dew right now or coffee. Yesterday morning I wasn't feeling good, and my mom ran to the grocery store for me because I can't go anywhere or do anything. I'm like, hey, you know, you could stop by Starbucks, pick me up a big ass coffee. It's the only thing that makes me feel good right now is caffeine. Sorry, AJ. Is this the one you're looking for?
Say a little caffeine might help you out.
Is that what you're looking for?
Tony says Evan Bourne. Evan Bourne. It is not Evan Bourne. We actually made reference to the last company he was in since the White Rabbit from Lucha Underground. Good old Paul London.
Oh, it's Ricochet. Oh, it's Paul London? Oh.
Yeah. I said the White Rabbit, not Prince Puma.
Oh, I... Yeah. Huh?
Paul London. Him and Brian Kendrick were champions, yeah, right?
They were the longest reigning SmackDown champs. They were champions for like 11 months, 12 months, 15 months.
Somewhere. 11 months, like almost a year, something around that. But yeah.
Bonus point for
it's funny. I know all of us, the three of us, think of Evan Bourne getting RKO'd off the top rope. Like,
yeah.
He's a good suspect to get eliminated with a shooting star press.
Yeah, it was.
Like who did the shooting star press?
That was a good guess. It was a good guess. So let's see. Tony, since you're not feeling well, I'll feel generous. 1 or 3?
Let's go with 3.
All right. I am not Platt.
No, you're not.
How many wrestlers have won the Royal Rumble multiple times? Need the number. I mean, you at least know one because you guys are up to 91. The first multi-winner, first back-to-back winner. That's what I like to hear. Tunney and Dan say 6.
It's 5, isn't it?
4.
It's 5, isn't it?
It's a lot more than that.
Is it 8?
Oh, what?
Is it 8?
It's
9. It's
9. 9? 9.
Hogan? 9. Hold on, let us try it. Let us try and get it. There's 9 of them, all 3 of us, right?
This isn't the tiebreaker, so go for it.
No, but here. Just we'll go on.
Well, let's see. There's Hogan.
Wait. I said Hogan, so now you say one.
Sean.
Dan?
What?
A multi... Oh,
Stone Cold.
All right. Now my turn. Edge?
Edge.
Yeah, I'm the C.
Orton?
Orton.
Wait, who else they have? Brock.
Nope. Brock was only 2000.
Hunter.
Hunter.
Bautista.
Blue-tista.
There's one left.
It was on the same day, or the same entry. What was that, Tony?
There's only one left?
There's 2 left.
Oh. Who? The Undertaker?
No, Taker only won it once.
Well, that's stupid. I don't want to play anymore.
I agree.
I'm kidding. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, brother.
Can you take us home? There's 2 left.
Trying to think. Cena?
Cena. Yes. Yep. There's 1 left.
Shit.
Dan? Save us, Dan.
He doesn't.
Me?
HA will give us all a half point if we pull this shit off.
Dan's looking it up.
I'm looking at my soundboard trying to look for names. Kurt Angle?
Kurt's never won at Rumble. But I'm going to say close so we can get to the last question.
Has Brock won it?
Yeah,
Brock has won it twice.
Brock twice, yeah.
Wow.
All right, final question. We all suck today.
What number has the most victories at the Royal Rumble? And there's only one sole number.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's right. But, shit. I'm pretty sure that's right. I think it's right now. All right. Fuck. It's not this. Fuck. I know. Shit, I should have wrote 2 numbers down.
Dan says 30. Tony says 30. Dave says 27.
Is Dave right? That's my other answer.
I was going to guess 29.
Is it 28?
27 is the old one. It is
now 30. Yes, after Brock won at 30, right?
How many times? I'll give the tiebreaker. Whoever can say it first off of Tony or Dan.
4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3.
What the fuck, Tony? Shut up. What did you say, Dan?
I guessed them all!
6.
No, Tony? 3,
4, 5, 12, 6, 7, 8, 9. I said 5 right away.
Fine, I'll give it to Tony.
Nah, that's alright. No one won. It was a tie. It's okay.
It was 5.
Dan's winning, though, because he doesn't have COVID. Right, so no. There you
Cody,
go.
Cody, by the way.
I am winning right now.
After Cody, by the way. Thank Cody won it at 30 last
year. Thanks for not joining us for the PC. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I would have got you all sick.
Yeah.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Well, if you're drinking, listening to this podcast right now, you are drinking alone, unlike every other.
I thought you were going to say your new song, I Vix Alone, you know?
I Vix Alone.
These are Halls, by the way. Yeah,
I Halls Alone.
I Halls and Oats.
Yeah,
you know when I Halls I Oats. Because you don't never leave those two alone. All right. Yeah, so I have a Halls in. You're going to have to deal with it. Really the only way I've gotten through the last 4 days. But we got Royal Rumble coming up here. Where is the Rumble, actually?
Tampa. The Rumble's in Florida.
It's in Tampa.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's at Raymond James Stadium, right?
Is it at Raymond James? I think thought it was in Miami.
No, it's in Tampa. St. Pete? Yeah, it's Raymond James. DJ would know. Tropicana Field. Yeah, you're right. Gray Stadium.
Thanks, Google.
Okay. Then we got Elimination Chamber in Perth. WrestleMania is obviously April there, 6th and 7th in Philadelphia. Backlash is in France, guys, May 4th. So another earlier pay-per-view, not 4:30 in the morning like Australia will be, which I don't mind, honestly. That's a Saturday early morning. I'm coming home from work. I'm going to watch Shark Tank at like 7. I'll be in bed by 8. I'll be up. I'll have the breakfast already before it even starts. I'll be ready to go. I'll be drinking big time for that one. But France, guys, in May. Money in the Bank, Toronto. July 6th. A big weekend there, too. I think NXT is having their Heatwave pay-per-view the next day as well in Toronto. And then, like you said before, WWE Bash in Berlin, August 31st. That one is the first ever pay-per-view in Germany. And we said these pay-per-views, they should be global. Keep the big four stateside or Canada. Otherwise, you know, unless you want to throw SummerSlam out in London or something like that, maybe that's what they're waiting on. I don't know, but the last thing I heard about SummerSlam was back in October, and it was Cleveland. I'm just surprised they haven't decided where they're going to do that yet. Dave, let's start with you. That whole list, what pops out to you, and what's going on? Why isn't SummerSlam announced?
Because you're going to do SummerSlam at Wembley and kick Tony Khan's ass out of there. Say all in, get the fuck out of here, and we're going to take over. No, I don't know what's going on as far as SummerSlam, as to when or where it's going to be. That is a kind of a mystery.
Cleveland? I mean, you need a big. I mean, is the Brown Stadium? I guess it's large enough to do it.
Brown Stadium's pretty good size. I've seen it before.
Yeah, I would be fine. I mean, Cleveland would be a good place. I think Elimination Chamber is going to be very interesting. What's happening in Perth? How they put that together? Is The Rock going to be involved at all? You know, is the Chamber match going to be for the title? Is it going to be number one contender? Rhea Ripley's going to get a hero's welcome. Like, remember a few years ago when Buddy Murphy took on Cedric Alexander over there for Super Showdown? And just, man, that guy got the most amazing reaction of the year. And I think Rhea's going to get one even better than that because she's the conquering hero of everything. So I'm looking forward to that.
Does she defend her title in a women's Elimination Chamber match? That would make sense. That's got to be like, that could be like the main event, couldn't it?
Could be.
So you don't need The Rock down in Australia.
No, you don't.
I think the fact that France and Germany stand out to me, the fact that I think they're really looking to push that global NXT brand, right? You're talking about NXT Europe, NXT in Brazil, NXT in India. So they have a lot of places where they'd like to end up doing that, you know. And I thought, the more I thought about it, the big thing for NXT could be a global representation event. Like, that could be their WrestleMania. Like, oh, NXT Germany, NXT your Europe, NXT South America, NXT Africa, NXT India, you know.
And they'll call it Worlds Collide. Oh, they've already done that. But it'll be called Worlds Collide anyway.
And Rob Zombie's nephew will sing the song.
It'd just be TakeOver. It could just be TakeOver.
Did you know that?
They take NXT over whatever takes, country they're
NXT
in.
NXT takes over the world.
Did you know that?
That the lead singer global, of
global
Power Man.
Dan,
global Power Man 3000 is Rob Zombie's 5, nephew.
5,000. You're a couple thousand light, Johnny.
They're, what, 8,000?
5,000.
Well, see, this is what it's like when Worlds Collide.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
I'll be interested.
This is what it's like when COVID collides. That's right.
I'll be interested in the Money in the Bank. To be active in Toronto, to see what happens there. You know, with I kind of feel like Sami Zayn might be winning, you know, Money in the Bank this year. Yeah. Having it in, you know, his home country makes it a little more of a possibility. I know Dom's probably a big favorite as well to win it, but like putting Sami Zayn, putting the Money in the Bank briefcase on Sami, you know, winning it there would be kind of cool. I think, you know, he's whether it be well deserved for it. And if they're going to bring back Trish for anything, you know, this year again, if she's going to do any more matches, you know, that's a good opportunity for her to come back. And it's just, yeah, it is really cool to see all of these other events being taken around the world, because that's just, it's just really cool to see this more global event things. And
Tony, here's,
you know,
something.
I
go ahead. Yeah, what if, go finish, Dan.
What if no? What Dan's talking about Money in the Bank. I was just thinking, what if Rock beats Roman at WrestleMania and Priest cashes in on him instead of Punk?
No, there's no okay. Just keep finish your thought, Dan. Rock's not. Rock is wrestling. Okay, this is. Let's get two things straight. I may have COVID, but I know two things. One, Rock and Roman.
It sucks.
Rock and Roman. It does suck. Rock and Roman night two for the title at WrestleMania, and not before then. And two, Rock's not winning the title. It's like.
I don't know about that, dude.
It's the most. It's the most predictable, but the best possible thing they could do. It really is. Like, you guys know, you guys know that if you had to bet money on it, the outcome you would pick is that exact thing that I'm telling you right here. That is the most odds-on favorite thing to happen, and it is the biggest money-making thing they can do.
Sure. I agree. They got to do something, though, to create the illusion that there's a possibility that Rock could win. You know, just to create that drama. So I don't know. I mean, maybe Rock pins Roman in some tag match somewhere along the way, and that gets people talking. I don't know, but no, absolutely you're right, Tom.
I mean,
the chances are slim. I'm not going to say none, but slim.
I was about to say, if he wins in a random tag team match or whatever like that, that's usually the sign that they're going to lose, though. It's usually the go-home show is the, hey, spoiler alert, this is going to happen.
Like, he's the Rock. You don't really have to suspend disbelief too far. Plus, they're going to get in the ring together, and Rock is gigantic compared to fucking Roman. The Rock's bigger than Randy Orton, and Randy Orton looks fucking gigantic compared to everybody else in the WWE. So, I mean, and here's the other thing. There's no chance in hell that Roman looks good in a mic battle against The Rock. The Rock is going to make him look really bad. He's the older sibling. He's the older family member.
Roman can hold his own now. 2 years ago, 3 years ago, no, not a chance. He can hold his own now. He's much better now than he used to be. But you're right. Rock's going to tear him apart on the mic. Rock's going to command a different level of respect. I have a feeling you're going to see the, you know, this bloodline splintering over loyalty to, well, should I go with Dwayne?
That
I
mean, is a
he's
huge
the elder. He's the elder statesman, you know, or should I stick close to Roman? You know, where does you got to figure Jay will figure factor into this whole thing? I mean, if it's not Jay versus Jimmy, which it probably will be, I was going to throw out to you guys. The big thing for me is Gunther. Are we going to get Gunther versus Brock at WrestleMania? Because that one sells some tickets itself.
That sells tickets, but the bigger question is that going to be for the Intercontinental Championship? Is the big thing?
Sure. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Should be.
Why would you take momentum?
That continues to.
You'd be taking momentum away from Gunther though, and in heading into a big match against like the biggest monster ever. You know.
I think the Elimination Chamber for the men's side
for the
should
IC?
The IC Championship. Okay. Gunther against everyone that he's been. Over.
Well, he would have to get pinned though.
To lose.
Yeah.
No, I think you could see Brock Gunther for the IC title at Mania, and Brock might be the one to finally end it. I could see them doing that, given Brock that sort of. He doesn't need the rub, but if you're looking at who's a plausible person who could beat Gunther, who it's not going to hurt him. Brock
that's like
Lesnar.
The Rock beating Roman though.
Yes and no.
I'd rather see like Braun Breaker come up that and win the IC title or something. Give it to an upstart like that who's, you know, made a huge name for himself in NXT and could immediately make a huge impact on the roster.
What about LA Knight?
The record for the Intercontinental is already broken.
What about LA Knight?
He would benefit greatly from dethroning Gunther. But you got to figure Brock's involved somewhere, right? Special ref Roman
he's got to be somewhere in the card. Like, think about the amazing card of the talent that we're gonna have at WrestleMania. And guys like Lesnar and Gunther.
Think about this too. Who did Brock wrestle the last time at WrestleMania?
Omos.
And we all
who's
thought
never been seen from again.
And we all thought Brock was there to put over Omos. And what really happened? Omos was there to lose to Brock to continue his momentum.
You thought he was there to put over Omos.
No,
none of us
let's not start. You know what, Dave? I come in here all hot to trot, ready to go, telling you that I told you Nick Nemeth was going to show up in New Japan, and now you come in here and piss on my fucking Cheerios. You know, it's bad enough I got COVID, brother.
Hey, at least you can't taste it.
I can taste the smell.
There's your episode title. Hey, at least you can't taste it.
Oh, man. I can.
Yeah.
I can taste and smell. It's just like a really bad cold.
You smell what The Rock is cooking.
Yeah.
You can smell what he's cooking, but you can't taste what he's cooking.
Oh, my God. These guys, they're trying too hard, Dan.
Somebody's got to do it.
Dan's probably going to be like, nah, that's a good
I'm
one.
Tired.
I can't.
I'm tired.
Dan's not in charge.
Too lazy.
Today. All right, guys, that's all I got. What last thoughts, anybody, before we kick it around the horn and get out of here? Big week this week.
It was a big week. New Japan was great. AEW
was AEW.
I'm happy Joe finally has like more status than before. That's what I'm happy about. Because as Ray says, you Edge, you ain't Adam, you Edge. Had the TNT title for 11 seconds and then got it flipped on because Christian used Lucha Switch Killosaurus. I don't know or care what his fucking name
Killosaurus.
Is. He won the 20 man beforehand, and then he just used it for himself. And Adam Cole being the devil was about as predictable as the sun rising and setting. So, and then The Rock came back against the greatest WWE champion of all time, the 50th WWE champion, because I don't think we gave Jinder Mahal enough flowers for being the guy that's just like, he's right there. He's the WWE champion. He was the one that you were all expecting, right? Yeah. And he took it. He knew what he had to do, and he did it perfectly.
Yeah, he was okay.
He knew what he had to do.
He was all right. I'm not going to sit here and hinder Jinder, but it was okay.
His reign?
No, his promo Monday before The Rock came out.
Oh, wasn't, okay. Yeah, like, that was fine. It was okay. He was there. That's what he did what he was supposed to do.
It was all right. It was all right.
It was all fine. Right. Go ahead. Channel Patrick O'Dowd and say it was fine.
K.
There it is.
All right. Just a few big things coming up here. The second part of the Nerdies will be airing this next week. On Chairshot Radio Network, the second half of our streaming / movie / pop culture awards over on Bandwagon Nerds. And the first recording of the Swaggies is happening very shortly here and should be airing, I would imagine, sometime soon over there on attitudeofaggression.com and on the chairshot.com as well. So looking forward to recording that. Kenny Killa, we get the man from across the pond, Dave?
Yep, we did. We did. It wouldn't be the Swaggies without Kenny, that's for sure.
That's true.
No doubt. All right, Dave, thank you for coming on the show today. I figured you would love to jump in here with everything that happened this week, and we'd love to have you on.
I'm glad I got your blood boiling. That'll probably help with your recovery.
No, it's all good,
adrenaline,
man.
All that fun stuff.
I got to play the character on DWI, you know, even when I'm sick. But let everybody know where they can find you and everything that's going on, and the Big Four.
Yeah, you can find me on the X Twitter-ish sort of thing at Attitude Ag. That is at Attitude AGG. Facebook.com/Attitude of Aggression. Even though I keep getting spam bullshit saying I violated terms of content, which doesn't come from Facebook, which is a fun time. At it, and on Instagram and on Threads at Attitude of Aggression, all one word. Yeah, Big Four Project. Hopefully we will get back to that after the Swaggies are done. I think that's where shifting our focus to getting that and the next and then of course DJ's got to get done with his fucking Renaissance festival fairs and all that sort of shit, so he'll be available on our Friday again.
Always time to call out a fellow chair shot brother.
That's right, you and your Ren fair. You keep going, brother, keep that beard flowing. So yeah, when DJ's got some free time, we'll get back to the Big Four Project.
AJ.
You can follow me at Twix at Phenomenal AJB. That's AJB in all caps. And also, don't forget chairshot.com. It is back up. It is up and running because we're not just podcast galore. We are articles galore, sports, entertainment, you name it. We got it all on the chairshot.com.
Did you call it Twix?
I did call it Twix. Yes.
You owe me 25 Twix. Cents because I trademarked that a while ago. But thank
Damn
you.
Damn it.
I thought Twix.
I think
I'm the closest.
Eminem
I was going to say. But, didn't Twix trademark Twix? Like, they have one of my favorite subtle commercials ever, though. When the people are sitting on the log in the forest, there's two people, and they're looking at which one to eat first, and the one's like, oh, they're both chewy, crunchy, and delicious. And then over their shoulder, there's two bears looking at the two people sitting on the log, and the bear says to the other bear, it doesn't matter which one you pick. They're both chewy, crunchy, and delicious. People, yeah. DP?
Which one are you going to pick? It doesn't matter who you're
It
gonna
doesn't
pick.
Matter. Nana!
You can find me all over the worldwide social media interwebs at It's Me, DPP. Find this show at Podcast DWI on that Twix and Facebook.com/DWI podcast. And shout out to Mama DP. Happy birthday. It's my mom's birthday today as we record. So, you know, happy birthday to her, and all that good stuff.
Happy birthday, Ma. I hope you had a good time vacuuming this morning.
Probably got a new one. Sure, after she scrubbed the floors.
Follow me at PC Tunny, and when I get wetter, you can find me tying one on! Woo!
your mom know what's going on in your basement.
She absolutely does, because it was always a loud-ass card game with my friends, including a pyramid of Mountain Dew cans. So, yeah, she always knew what was happening.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.